We're going to continue in this series in the book of Colossians. If you haven't had a chance to get the first part, it's online. We'll see how far we get tonight. But there's no rush. One of those mics needs to be muted. I can hear it. So, how many knows the Lord? God's word is true. Amen. How many found you can trust His word? You ever notice when you have a steady diet of the Word of God, it begins to affect you and work in you and through you? Yeah. That during a time of temptation, the Word of God should be able to arise. When wisdom is needed, you should be able to draw from the Scriptures what you need for victory in that area. Say amen. Amen. It's a spiritual book written to spiritual people. It's amazing to me that God, what He wanted you to know, He recorded it for you. Isn't that neat? Amen. Yes or no? And the rest He will reveal. Now, the truth is that when you have Him, you have life. Yes. We need to spend our life digesting this word. I said digesting this word. Yes. That means a steady diet. Now, listen, it's more than just burning through the book and saying, hey, I got that book done. Hey, I got that book done. No, it's a matter of reading it consistently and getting it in your spirit. Amen. Now, more than ever, we have a million ways on which we can hear the word. True? Right. Man, you can do it any way you want. You can get it on your phone. You can do da-da-da-da-da. But we have to do it. Mm-hmm. But I've noticed that even with all the technology, the word is still vacant in many hearts and lives. Amen. Say amen. So we need to have that regiment saying, you know what? I'm going to have that time to spend in the word. You can find time for the Word. Amen. Amen. Amen? For me, it's real early in the morning because it's quiet, nothing's going on. And then every now and then the birds are up earlier than I am, but whatever. But the truth is that there's no distractions. Because if you got everything else going on, the Word going on, how many knows you can get off track? Yes, yes or no? How many knows that we don't need to be enslaved to our phone either? How many knows that there are times you just need to be unplugged? Amen. Come on. Say amen. Amen. Come on. Let's lead the way in finding ourselves in the Word. Colossians 1, we're going to start with verse 9. It says, for this cause also, since we heard of it, we do not cease for you. We desire that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. The reason for Paul's prayer is this, to have full knowledge of His will. The word used filled means this, to penetrate, to grasp, to have that knowledge as an object. Full knowledge is the gift and the grace of the Holy Spirit. We'll jump ahead just for a moment. I'll read this to you. In Colossians 2:3, it says this, in whom all things of hidden treasures and wisdom belong to Him. I mean, how unsearchable is your God? How many of you had a conversation with Him and He's overwhelming? Amen. How many ever been with His presence and you just sense, man, that great love? Can you imagine one day seeing Him face to face? How about the one who spins the universe and the universes on nothing but His spoken word? That's your God. Sometimes when your problems loom so big, you need to go outside and look up. If God can take care of all that, He can take care of my situation. Sometimes our problems seem so big when we bring them close, but you have a bigger God. Yeah. I don't like mosquitoes. Amen. All right? To me, they're a nuisance. Yeah. But have you ever noticed that little thing can fly unbelievably? Yeah. Uh-huh. It can suck my blood out, be so full, and still take off. And then inject me with something that I itch. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. I mean, those that everything on this planet, everything has life. God said, I give life to everything. When we look at we're fearfully and wonderfully made, we need to spend time with that God. To know Him is life. I'm going to get to this in a moment. In Christ is the hidden wisdom, and we need that wisdom in our lives. When it comes to the will of God, notice it's the knowledge of His will. It's this, respecting to Christian conversion. Is being a Christian in this present age. The will of God must be obeyed because it's not obeyed by the majority. Amen. Come on. Do you know very few of the populace is saved? Yeah. How many of us, I want to see that change in this state. I want to see a change in this country. He's not willing that any should perish. So the gospel needs to go forth. But it's amazing to me that our flesh nature desires those things of sin. But when we get a new nature in Christ, I want you to know that that full knowledge begins to work against that. When you know Him, when you start to understand Him, intelligent Christians are filled with the knowledge of His will. It isn't a hapless thing like, oh, I'm saved, that's it, that we're going on. How many want to be filled with the wisdom and spiritual understanding? It's like it should be a striving point in our hearts to say, God, I want to know You. That is a powerful prayer. Lord, I want to know You. And you know what the first thing He'll check you with? Let's deal with that area you're struggling with. Amen. I mean, as the Holy Spirit will bring a little correction there, a little instruction there. Because He wants you closer to Him than you want yourself. I mean, He wants every hindrance. The next barrier I've noticed is that our minds. Sometimes we think so small about Him. Or we box Him into an area. Lord, let me have an understanding of the Most High God. Amen? If you read the book of Job, I want you to know that He called out constellations before they had telescopes.
Amen.
Isn't that so cool?
Yeah.
They even have it broken down of a snowflake, how it was perfectly symmetrical, written in Scripture before there was a microscope to see that that was true.
Amen.
How many of us, God has revealed things? Yeah. He's made things plain. Every area He's revealed, and He's revealed it unto us. When it comes to those things, we need to have the knowledge of the Son of God. It's the best we can have to know Him as life. Our knowledge is blessed when we apply the wisdom to our lives. We should, listen to me, increase in knowledge of Him all the days of our life. You know what? I don't want Him to return because I want Him to see more people get saved.
Amen.
Now, I want Him to return. Don't get me wrong. Yes. But every time He's delayed a little bit, it's another opportunity to reach out.
Amen.
It's also another opportunity for me to grow in that grace.
Right.
I haven't arrived yet either.
Amen.
How many want to grow more in that grace and knowledge of the Son?
Yes.
Okay, three of you. How many want to grow in that grace and knowledge of His Son? Look at verse 10. That you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Notice that we might walk worthy of the Lord. The model of a Christian. We should have that in our hearts, that we walk worthy of the Lord.
Amen.
That isn't like area like, well, am I in sin or not? Are you walking worthy of the Lord? It should be checked in our hearts, yes, I am, or no, I'm not. I'm getting it right.
Amen.
It starts to cut off all that other stuff. Well, maybe I should do this, maybe I shouldn't. Are you walking worthy of the Lord?
Amen.
If you're walking worthy of the Lord, you're starting to be filled with that wisdom.
Yes.
Say amen. Look at verse 10. That you walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. Somebody say all pleasing.
All.
That means giving preeminence to His purpose. Notice pleasing the Lord. Jesus can be pleased.
Amen.
Jesus said this of His Father, I only do what pleases my Father.
Right.
And I only speak what He speaks. I want to please Jesus.
Amen.
I mean, I want to please Jesus.
Yes.
You know what? That'll make you an awesome Christian. Walking worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing.
Amen.
Lord, let me be that.
Yes.
Lord, if there's an area of my life that I need adjusted, help me, Lord. Lord, I lay it before You. If you judge yourself, you won't be judged of another because nobody knows you like you.
Amen.
That's why we need to go with Him in secret, that place. Lord, help me with this area. You know your weaknesses, don't you?
Yes.
If not, yes, the Holy Spirit, He'll reveal it to you.
Yes.
But I've noticed this, that once we get the big things done, it's the little foxes, the little things we need to work on.
Yes.
Sometimes it may be an attitude or an action or even how we even comment at certain times. The Bible says, don't let any corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth.
Amen.
I mean, as we should have our conversation seasoned with salt.
Yes.
We must grow in grace. Listen to me, they need to see how they're going to know our Savior, but by our life and our conversation. I want people to see our good works and not glorify us, but glorify our God in heaven.
Amen.
And truly, if you're walking in those good works, they'll see something greater than you. You'll give that glory to Him. Now, picture Jesus getting up in the morning. Do you think He greeted His Father? Yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
How about through the day? Father, I thank you.
Yeah.
Many times in Scripture it was recorded, and many times it was written. Even Jesus said, Father, I speak this loud so for their benefit. Because, Lord, I know you always hear me. But I'm speaking this for them. Father, I thank you that you revealed this not unto the wise and the prudent, but unto babes, the revelation. Thank God he revealed it unto people that nobody thought you could ever get the gospel. When I think about myself, who am I that he should save me? But yet he did. What great grace to know that you could gain the whole world. You could be the champion in every area. But if you don't know him, one day you're going to lose your own soul.
Amen.
And then what will it profit you? And at the end of your life, you'll say, all that was a waste. I would rather have this than what I have right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So if you're saved in here, you're a privileged person to have that revelation. Amen. And we need to look at others and say, you know what? I want them to know what you know. I know many of them won't listen, but we need to stand firm. We need to speak that word and not cower down with our witness either. Not going, well, it's okay to do whatever you want. No, it's not. The soul that sins shall surely die. Now, God will give you grace on how to share, but you know, we need to be bold in our witness.
Amen.
Amen? How many of you needed it straight up? It's about time somebody else gets it that way. Some may not like it, but sometimes we just need somebody to speak a word. And if you have a relationship with somebody, stand firm upon those promises. Amen? In 2 Peter 3:18, if you're taking notes, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. We abound in good works. We're pleasing God and not man. But we take it to heart that tomorrow I need to please my God. I need to get up and please my God. Lord, what is pleasing to you? That's the way I want to be. Because ultimately, your happiness will be full. You'll see that in a minute.
Yes.
Your joy will be full by living your life for him.
Bless him, Lord.
No good thing will he withhold for those who walk uprightly. Yes. Whatever you want it to become, how you are going to become, is in him.
Amen.
God knows our life. None of you are outside the will of God. You're outside the will when you're not serving him. But you're in his will now. Now it's the rest is making decisions according to that will. There's boundary lines on each side. Don't cross over that. That's sin. But the grace of God is huge. I have great freedoms. But I don't want my freedom to cause stumbling block to somebody else.
Amen.
Amen. If this offends somebody, it won't. If seafood offended somebody and they came over for dinner, I wouldn't have seafood. How many of you can have that? True? Now, I don't think too many people are hung up with that, but I look at my brother and say, you know, this may bother them. I'm not going to do it.
Amen.
Amen. I've shared earlier. I went to see a movie that was supposed to be decent. I walked in. They blasphemed God. And the second I got there, you know, it's time for me to go.
Yes.
And I don't have a problem getting up and going.
Amen.
Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
There are certain things I don't see. I'll be honest with you. I don't see horror movies. Because the last thing I want is some image of the demonic when I'm trying to pray to my God. I don't want to unload all that before I get filled with him.
Amen.
That's my deal. In John 7, verse 17, it says, if any man does his will, he shall know the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Jesus is saying, listen to me, that will is real, and you'll know the doctrine because it's living it out. And you'll know it for sure. Like when somebody tells you you're a Christian, instantly you can start to digest that and look for points in there to say, how did that happen? Explain your experience. And if somebody can't tell you they're truly born again, they're probably not.
Amen.
You can't fake those spiritual things. But if you're in and doing the will of God, you can even see what the doctrine is, whether it's true or not. A lot of false prophets have went out into the land. And a lot of people have turned aside after idols, after charlatans. And some have shipwrecked their faith.
Amen.
Somebody thought they had a better way. It was only the way of sin. And I'll be honest with you. I believe in prosperity. I know that We've been talking about it quite a bit. But I've seen people hoard it to themselves too.
Amen.
How many of those, that isn't Jesus either? Amen. I want to be blessed. I also want you blessed. Oh, that should be a thunderous amen in here.
Amen.
Look at verse 10. That you might walk worthy unto the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in some good works.
Amen.
What does it say? Unto every or all, every good work and increasing. Here's what God speaks to us. He wants us to walk worthy, pleasing, but being fruitful in every good work. Like a fruitful tree. It's like first it starts to bear fruit, then it grows more into a full tree, then it bears more fruit that remains. We should be in that cycle.
Amen.
Now, I happen to notice here this plant up front. When I see these stalks come out, there's no leaves on it, it's just a big shoot. Guess what's going to happen soon? It's going to open up.
Yeah.
We need to be like that. That sometimes there'll be a shoot come up, and maybe it isn't totally barren yet, but keep going. It will open up. And how many knows at that point it's nice and green? We need to get to the place where we're bearing fruit.
Amen.
And also new fruit. The fruit is good, but I don't want any, listen, overripe stuff either.
Amen.
We can't live on 1999 faith. Or how about this? This is the way I've always done it. Like it or not. God may do a new thing. Say amen.
Amen, brother.
I don't want to be a church that prays for revival and never experiences it.
Amen.
Oh, say amen. No, we need to get out and be a part of what God wants.
Yes.
So every tree has a cycle to it too. If you've ever been stripped down and felt barren, all your feathers have been plucked out and you're stuck on top of a mountain and somebody else has to feed you, you've probably been in a good place. He's restoring your soul. Hallelujah. Each area God begins to help you and feed you and take care of you. But the tree needs to be fruitful. The world needs to come to us and find fruit. Did they find it with Jesus? Yes or no?
Yes.
Now I'm speaking this to me too. When somebody needed healing, who could they find it from?
Jesus Christ.
If somebody needed food, who could they find it from? If somebody needed encouragement, who could they find it from? Notice they could find it in Him. Then, Lord, let it be found in me. How many are like, oh, Lord, I need to be more fruitful?
Yeah.
A couple of you are nodding. I want to be more fruitful.
Yeah.
I want to see every need met according to your riches and glory.
Amen.
Do you think when Jesus came to a service, it changed?
Oh, yeah.
Picture Jesus coming to the synagogue and having religious services. And all of a sudden, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords steps in. Could you imagine him going to the pulpit and begin to talk about his Father with that anointing on him?
Amen.
No wonder people either loved it or hated his guts.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And then, you know where he found him, where he camped out? Next to the offering box. Of all the places to camp out, he camps out at the offering box. And the people who were loaded came in and dropped it in there. And the people go, ooh, look how much they gave. Man, that's awesome. And Jesus said, this widow dropped in two little coins. I'm going to bless that. Say amen.
Amen.
And then he makes a statement. She gave more than them all.
Because
she gave out of her need.
Yes.
How would you like to have God speak over your offering? You want my opinion? This is my opinion. I believe that widow was taken care of all the days of her life. Because
yeah.
You get the word of God working on your offering, something's going to change.
Oh, yeah.
And when your offering gets the attention of the King of Kings, ooh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Say, God's good.
Yeah.
Amen. Notice that you're bearing fruit, verse 10, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing. Notice that's an inner work, an inner impulse. It's like our conscience is working with the Holy Spirit. Because you always have your thoughts with you, don't you? How many of you ever had your thoughts go haywire? How many ever thought some strange stuff? How many ever thought about something that hasn't happened yet, but you're already upset about it? Okay, four of you. How many of us in our minds, we can go a lot of places. How many ever talk to yourself and say, man, why are you thinking like that? Sometimes you need to rebuke you. But the truth is, you always have your thoughts with you. How many want to have thoughts of peace? Not of harm. Of good pleasure. See, when those things need to be renewed. Since I have that inner working of the Holy Spirit, then Lord, I want it to change in my mind. That my spirit and my mind are working more together. That I can start to recognize thoughts that are not of Him. Disobedience. Or even when He tries to twist the word. Because sometimes He'll try to use the word of God against you. If God loved you, He'd have done this. Man, you must be doing something wrong. He'll try to speak everything there. Oh, yeah. He'll try to use the word against you. But you recognize God's character, you won't change your view.
Amen.
I'm going to make this statement to you. God is always good all the time.
Yes,
we live in a sin-cursed world, and we're the ones that messed up, not Him.
Amen.
He's done everything He can. So when the enemy says He doesn't care, come against that voice.
Yes.
No, God does care. I know that to be true. Amen? Just like you know your own family, you know your own parents, man, we need to know our Heavenly Father. What it tells me is somebody changes their view so much about God, you really don't know Him. You know about Him.
Amen.
When you know Him, it's a difference.
Yes.
If I just learn somebody's name from a page and never met them, I could have all kinds of views on who they're like.
Amen.
But when you meet them and you know them, how many of us, it makes a big difference.
Amen, brother.
The Christian walk always comes with advancement. But it comes in advancement from knowledge to knowledge, where the Spirit of God guides us into all truth. John 16, verse 13, and John 14, verse 26. He leads us into all truth. Notice all truth. Man, I want all truth. Truth is always something that can be built upon.
Yeah.
A lie always has a crooked foundation, but truth can be built on. You know, we couldn't exhaust salvation only. If I preached every single week from now until Jesus returns about salvation alone, we could never exhaust salvation.
Amen.
That's how deep these things are. When you read Scripture, it's built upon, built upon, built upon. Amen? Right now I'm doing a devotion privately in the book of Ezekiel. And it's amazing how Ezekiel, whatever Ezekiel's reward is, he deserves it.
Amen.
Just like Isaiah and Jeremiah. Because if you can prophesy that much, hear that much from the Lord and be right, you deserve an unbelievable blessing. Because that's a disciplined life. When God starts revealing the future to you and you don't even know how to describe it like John the Revelator, come on. How many of us, that's some incredible things.
Amen.
Amen? How can John the Revelator in the book of Revelation says, one day every eye will see one location. How can John ever describe what satellites were that we have today? I think he did a pretty decent job in the vernacular he had. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
How many want to walk in that revelation?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If you're taking notes, the first definition of a Christian walk is this: knowledge. The second definition of the Christian walk is strength. In verse 11 says this: strengthen with all might according to His glorious power. That means those walking worthy of the Lord are energized in their activities. Not in one direction, but all directions. That means we can be strengthened in home, in our relationships, in our understanding, in our perceptions, and even in our external relations. Notice that you're strengthened. You were filled with knowledge, but now you're strengthened. Because if you had knowledge and no strength, what good is it? You need both. Amen? All had times where you may not have felt well. How many knows that when your strength wanes, so does everything else?
Yeah.
How many ever feel like, man, I really want to do this, but I just can't. I don't feel like it.
Amen.
How many knows that you want the strength and the knowledge to work together?
Yeah.
Be strengthened in the inner man. I've seen this happen many times. I want us all to get to that place where the strength is from the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen? Come on. The strength is from the Lord. Even for Marlene, when she lost her husband, I could tell that God was strengthening her in the midst of all that.
Yeah.
Am I speaking the truth?
Yeah.
It's like God comes upon. Well, we're going to have times in our life, I like to say that there'll be no sorrow. I'm not that pastor. You're going to walk through some valleys too.
Oh, yeah.
Something's unexpected. but God will still see us through. How many want to have the same strength with sorrow as I did with great joy?
Amen.
Then be strengthened in that area. Yes. When I know him, believe me. I know Tiger and I have had this conversation. Listen, the worst that could ever happen to you is you go home to be with the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Come on, that's the worst can happen to you.
Yes.
So when we look at life, say, Lord, you've given me an abundant life. Now, I want all you to live long. Prosper, even as your soul prospers. I can't do that. Amen?
Amen, brother.
Look at verse 11. Strengthen with all might according to his glorious power. The power of God and not ourselves. The glory is revealed. The more we walk worthy of the Lord, the more the glory is out there. It's the motive. It's the measure of our strength. It's the might of his majesty. Oh, those are some good words, aren't they? Amen. I'll say amen to that. In Ephesians 1 verse 19, what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believes according to the working of his mighty power. Ephesians 6:10, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. When I start to walk in that knowledge and now I have the strength of the Lord, man, you're unbeatable. When you get up in the morning, you know what? As for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. You can speak in that strength. You know what? Today, I am strengthened in the inner man.
Amen.
Too often, we do so many external things. Have that strength from the inner man. Sometimes you need to speak to your flesh. You know what? Flesh, you're going to subside today. I'm going to live forth in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We can all do that.
Yes.
True?
Yes.
When we get so flesh conscious, that we start to walk in that arena. And I know we're fragile. The Lord has a lot of grace. But I want to see God's strength come upon us. How many agree with me here that Jesus going to the cross required a supernatural strength?
Amen.
Amen. Come on, you're bleeding, you're beaten. You're beaten worse than hamburger. You're whipped from your neck to your bum. Come on. Crown of thorns jabbed on your head, your face beaten worse than hamburger, and you haven't even went to the cross yet.
Amen.
Come on. And yet he could still go there and say, you know, Father, forgive them. What great, great love that is.
Yes.
I believe this with all my heart. The more strength you need, the more God can supply.
Amen.
Even if he has to send an angel to come and minister unto you. I believe God can do all that. I've had some of that supernatural strength in my own life. I've had him touch me in the midst of things that I never thought he could. Amen. I know it's like to have a ruptured kidney and then form kidney stones to boot with it.
Amen.
I've never had kidney stone before. Oh my gosh. I feel for anyone who does.
Amen.
And then have a supernatural touch in my bathtub and heal me. In a flash.
Amen.
Can God do it?
Yes.
He's Lord. We're growing strength. It's progress in our life. It varies at times in levels, but we grow in that strength. Come on.
Amen,
look at verse 11. Unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. When we grow in strength, listen to me, patience doesn't seem to be one of them.
Amen.
But patience needs to be growing in strength.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Patience just doesn't mean suffering, okay? I'm patient with this. How about this? Well, I'm suffering long for Jesus. No, patience in the mind, consistency. How about be strengthened in the patience even in your own mind? Amen. Long suffering, you read here in the English, it's really a rendering like this. Not like you're going to have to be patient while you suffer long. No, it's another characteristic that we can have, that we can endure and be patient in our endurance. Oh, come on. How many want the patience of God to work?
Amen.
In Romans 15, verse 5, now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one towards another. God doesn't demand patience, He dispenses it. He dispenses it in our lives. Long-suffering, listen to me, patience is opposed to displeasure. Displeasure, listen to me, means without hope or help to change. When it comes to long-suffering, I want you to know that means fortitude or forbearance. It's like, you know what, in the midst of this, with God's strength and knowledge, I can walk through this with patience, even if there's some fortitude that needs to be involved. How many want to walk that out? Amen. Do you know what's going to happen with that? Joyfulness. Amen. When you can walk through this in patience, even patience of mind, and have fortitude to see this through, joy is always right there. Remember, God's going to strengthen you. How many are following along with this? Amen. Listen to me, it's not like this, well, I'm patient because I'm suffering long, Jesus. Oh, help me, Lord. How many of you get a pity party going? No, what it means is that I'm going to be patient in my life, in my mind, as I go through what God has. He's with me. Sometimes there's forbearance involved. When I think of the Apostle Paul, can you imagine him being in prison? Shouldn't I be out on the street sharing the gospel? And God speaks a word, it's more profitable for you to be here right now.
Amen.
Amen. To be chained against this guard here, it's more profitable for you. Then, Lord, I'm going to be patient with this. Walking in character with forbearance. I'm dealing with it.
Amen.
Can you have victory with that?
Yes.
Could you imagine if that could be applied to everything we go through? We'd be incredible, wouldn't we?
Yes.
Does it say we can have this? Then part of our inheritance needs to be, Lord, I need to know who you are and your will. I need to be strengthened in this area. Some of you may have to walk through some unbelievable things. God will see you through.
Will.
Come on. The valleys, listen to me, only can turn to a mountaintop.
Amen.
Then, Lord, I'm going to have that view. And listen to me, if somebody throws you in a pit, pray for a spoon. Dig off the side, put it under your feet. One day you'll come out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Sometimes we're looking for a quick rescue, but you know what? You keep digging, you'll get out of any hole.
Yeah.
That's good preaching today.
Yeah.
Long-suffering is not the duration, but a character trait. Patience and fortitude, forbearance. Patience and long-suffering. It makes the Christian glad. It's like God has seen me through this. He'll see me through what's next. When Paul started to testify, listen to me, I've been shipwrecked, left for dead outside of Lystra, stoned here, beaten with rods, all that for the glory of God. I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Besides all that, the care of the churches. But you know what? He was never a sad sack. He was never like, oh, woe is me. Come on. Could you imagine me coming to the pulpit every week? Oh, church, woe is me. Don't know what I'm going to do with this. Oh, Lord.
Amen.
I think even God would take a look at it and go, come on. Let's get your act together.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Because ultimately, our goal is to be like Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Then, Lord, what my weaknesses and my character change. The knowledge of your will. Hallelujah. The strength that comes from God starts to change that in my life. Amen. Are you enjoying tonight? Look at verse 11. Last part of this. With joyfulness. Somebody say joyfulness. The church needs to be the most happiest place on the planet. I want people to have joy in here and full of glory. It should never be, oh man, I got to go to church. No, I get to go. And I'm going with the right attitude. Even if there's a situation that may not be totally cool, bless God, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yes.
Amen. I'm going to speak to it and call that thing as not as though it is.
Yes.
When people go to a game, they're happy. They cheer. Unless you're a longtime Lions fan like me. And every year I start off with a winning record. I do. 0-0, man, I got a winning record. I'm just like every team there. Amen?
Amen?
Listen, if we ever went to the Super Bowl, Michigan would come apart.
Amen.
That is not a prophetic word yet. Amen. I'm not under the unction on that. But it says, unto all patience with long suffering, with joyfulness. It's the certainty for victory. His reward is with God. But in his heart, listen to me, we need to have that reward and victory too. We have it in heaven and we know it, but I need it here. I got the victory. Hallelujah. I got the victory in me. Patience has its perfect work, and believe me, it will work out. James 1:4, let patience have its mature or perfect work in us, that we may be mature, entirely lacking nothing.
Amen.
Amen? Now, what would happen if that patience of God worked in our hearts and our minds?
Yeah.
We'd start to be able to go through a whole lot more than even what we thought we could.
That's right.
If I had that strength coming from the Holy Spirit, I could endure all things.
Yeah.
Amen? Anybody want to walk in that?
Amen.
Can you see how much we just scratched the surface and how much more we can walk in? As your pastor, I want us to walk in it. In my life, I've experienced things where I've had to have the supernatural power of God to get me through.
Amen.
And God has not failed once.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Even when everything's going south, I don't want to gross you out. When I was going through radiation treatment, my body responds so bad to that stuff. Bad. And I threw up for 3 months. And I hate looking at the toilet.
Amen.
Can I be just straight up with you?
Yeah.
But every time I had to, it was like the body just said, ah. I said, Lord, you are my strength, my comfort. An ever-present help in time of need.
Yes.
Internally, it was strong and solid and secure.
Amen.
The flesh part was the weak part.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen? Then, Lord, I'm going to have that same mind that was in Christ. This body, you're going to respond in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Yeah.
I couldn't stop the heaving, but I could sure have a good attitude with it.
Amen?
Amen? I'm just saying it as an example. Not that I'm all that. But we can go through incredible things with God.
Amen.
How many agree with me? I don't want that for anybody in here. Not even the worst thing in your life. But the truth is that I can't say you won't go through a trial.
Yeah.
I'm not speaking doom into your life. But in this life, you will have some turmoil, some trouble, some tribulation.
Yeah.
But be of good cheer. He has what? He has overcome. I said he has overcome. Look at verse 12. I hope you're enjoying this. Giving thanks unto the Father, who's made us meet to be partakers of his inheritance of the saints. The third definition of the Christian walk is giving thanks unto the Father. Even in sorrow, let there be thanksgiving. If I have the patience because I'm walking in that will, I have the strength of God, and I'm joyful, listen to me, with thanksgiving, you're unstoppable. Amen. Here's Jesus. Father, I thank you for them. Amen. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross.
Amen.
He willingly went there, knowing that he'd bring many sons and daughters to glory.
Amen.
And every person that turns to Christ as his Savior, there's rejoicing in heaven.
Amen.
Could you picture this, the view from heaven? Somebody from Tanzania just got their life right with God. Woo, yes! Could you imagine the thunderous applause? Hallelujah. And how that brings joy to the Savior of each person that he laid down his life. Amen.
Amen,
giving thanks. Notice it says this. Who's made us to be partakers of his inheritance. The saints in light. Notice the portion of the saints is that we have that. How many knows that? We're the light of the world, aren't we?
Yes.
A city on a hill cannot be hid. This inheritance we already have, we share in this portion, then I'm going to walk in it. Satan is not keeping me from my portion.
Amen.
That means if you're saved, you no longer blend in with the world.
Amen.
Even if you try, you're light and the world's in darkness.
Yeah.
I struggle when Christians try to be like the world, act like the world, and expect the world to receive them. No, you're part of the light.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
You're just deceiving your own heart. People that come to the light, listen to me, have recognized, man, I'm in darkness. Some don't want to come because it exposes their deed. But we're supposed to shine that light.
Amen.
Listen, if you're on a ship and listen to me, there's no light and that light's leading you to safety, you're going to go after the light.
Yes.
Personally, I believe we need to amp it up in praying for people's hearts to receive the word. Because it falls on four soils. I want to see that soil be good soil.
Yes.
I'm looking for some instant responses now.
Amen,
anybody with me?
Yes.
Amen. People come in full force, never backslide after that.
Amen.
Why not? Why do they have to come and leave and come back? Why can't they just serve him all the days of their life?
Amen.
Come on. In Psalm 16, verse 5, the Lord is the portion of mine. He's the inheritance of my cup. He maintains my lot. He's the portion. Listen to me. All the saints walk in the light. They enjoy the inheritance. But we need to continue in that. I've noticed that there's gradual sanctification that comes to completion.
Amen.
Now, we're in Christ. We have a new spirit. But you know what? Our flesh is still along. It takes a gradual progression to get rid of those things in our life. Who would agree with me here?
Amen.
Amen. The truth is that God cleans you up. He cleans your speech up, cleans your conduct up, cleans your character up. And all of a sudden you start to be something that you never were before.
Amen.
Thank God you're not what you used to be.
Right.
You haven't arrived, but thank God you're different.
Yes.
Some of us are being restored. Sometimes that body work's going on when you're in public.
Amen.
Amen. God will get you through. I like things that are restored. I really do. I take great pleasure in seeing that. Whether it's a home or a car, or even one time I went to this house and they had this foyer. And it was the most beautiful foyer. It had double staircases. And they were done in oak all the way up, that real dark, rich oak. The trim on the house probably was that wide. Then they had crown on top. Oh, it's unbelievable. Whoever did that work, I couldn't find a crack anywhere. It was beautiful. Somebody spent some time bringing it back.
Yes.
One day you'll be like that. In heaven, you'll like how you become.
Amen.
Right now, it's like dressed in burlap. You can't see the fullness, but one day you'll be arrayed like it unto Christ. Lord, change my character.
Yes.
While I'm on this planet, I want to be more like you. And usually people will see it in you. You don't have to toot your own horn and say you're all that. Somebody will say, man, I see it different.
Yes.
Keep being faithful. It will come out.
It will.
For some of you, you need to keep your sin in the rearview mirror. Last time I checked, it's just as lost as when you left it.
Amen.
Can you handle one more here?
Amen.
I enjoy tonight, really.
Yes.
Look at verse 13. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. God's act and gift are the foundation of our Christian walk. First, he delivers us. That means he snatched us out of danger. That means the dominion that we were in before has been set free by Christ.
Amen.
You can be what God wants you to be because no longer is the organized power over you. Hallelujah. Notice that he delivers you from the power of darkness. How about this? The character of darkness.
Yes.
I'm not only delivered from Satan, but also the character of that darkness too.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't have to be affected by it. I don't have to walk in it anymore. I can be what God wants me to be.
Yes.
Ephesians 2:2 says this, where in times past we all walked according to this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in those who are disobedient. We all walked in that conversation in the lust of our flesh. But now we have the power to change and the change in our character too. I've been delivered from Satan and his work, also the power that was in that arena. Hallelujah. That means the character of Christ can now be in me. Is this good? Man, God is good. I want this character to work in me. Notice he's delivered us. And then he takes us to this level. He just doesn't deliver us. That would be one form of victory. He also translates us into the kingdom of his dear son.
Amen.
Beam me up, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I've not only been delivered, I've been translated.
Amen.
I've been moved. I've been, hallelujah, what do you call those little bots that change? Transformers, hallelujah. I've been transformed, bless God. Amen. I used to be this little sin, little pipsqueak, but look at me now. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, brother.
Amen. We were on Woodward last year, and they had that diesel truck that they had in the Transformer movie on the road. And it's actually pretty impressive. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Man, we were all little bitty Yugos. And God's made us giant tanker trucks. Hallelujah. We started off this way in sin, and now all of a sudden we've been translated by his dear son.
Amen.
In my mind, away from wicked works.
Yeah.
And not only that, I'm seated in heavenly places with him. You get a bonus. There's a local change in me, but there's also a change in relation, my conduct, my walk. There's also a change in society. You're different, and the world is different.
Amen.
You've been translated into his son, the son of his love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've been translated into the son of his love. Jesus is the highest form of the Father's love. I've been translated into that.
Amen.
And I'll close with this, verse 14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Through his blood, we have redemption from sin.
Amen.
I am victory, amen?
Amen.
I'm victory in Christ Jesus. No good thing will he withhold for those who walk uprightly. Whatever I lay my hand to do, that will succeed, says the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm getting some out of tonight.
Amen.
It's taken us two Bible studies just to get through 14 verses.
Amen.
But God has so much he wants to speak. I really sense that he wants us to go through this book. I really do.
Amen.
He spoke it to me. He's going to reveal some truth to us. But how many want to walk more in his will?
Yeah.
How many want to have the knowledge of that will?
Yeah.
How many want to have that strength with that will?
Amen, brother.
You want to experience that joy in your life?
Yeah.
Anybody here?
Yeah.
Amen. Okay. Listen, we got to walk it out. Like a tree that starts to bear fruit, let it come to fruition.
Amen.
Also, come under his strength and let him prune you. Every tree that needs more fruit is always pruned.
Yeah.
Some of you know do that with plants. You prune it, then what happens to it? It looks like nothing, but all of a sudden it comes back greater. No more dead wood.
Amen.
No more old thinking, old philosophy. Lord, I'm going to put that under the blood. You're doing a new thing in me.
Yes.
In the midst of your struggle, God will be there for you.
Will.
For many of you, I want you to really walk in this. That when struggle comes apart, I have patience in my mind, the patience of God in my heart.
Amen.
When I'm alone with my thoughts, I don't have to think anything evil.
Amen.
I can come against that.
Yes.
The power of Satan's been broken, not only him himself, but also the character in that. No, I have a new character.
Amen.
I'm not under that old influence anymore. My mind's being renewed in your word.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And we can all walk in. As your pastor, I want to walk in this too.
Amen.
I want us to have the fullness. And I'd be amiss not to teach you the truth of the word of God.
Amen.
What he's freely given me, I want to freely give out, honestly. We can walk in a church. How many are facing a situation where you just need somebody to strengthen you, encourage you?
Amen.
Okay, okay. Anybody else? I see it. Can we do that as a body?
Yes.
Anyone else? You need some strength in that area. Encouragement. Okay. Amen. Anybody else? Okay. We should love one another. And all the more as we see the day approaching.
Yeah.
If you gently grab the hand of somebody next to you, I know that somebody in every row has lifted their hand.
Yeah.
And let's stand together as a body. If you're able to, just stand. And Father, we speak a healing word. Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus to bring comfort. Now, who is ever next to you, begin to pray for them. And if you know them or don't know their names, pray for them. Lord, touch. We bind together as the body of Christ. strengthen in the inner man. Lord, I pray the God of all comfort and strength to comfort their hearts. Lord, whatever they face. Lord, they're not alone. They're loved. They're appreciated. Satan, we bind your work. Any evil influence. Lord, you said if we'd know your will and we'd walk in that from knowledge to knowledge. Lord, walking in the strength you provide. Lord, patience in our heart. The patience of God to work in us. Truly, we'd be joyful. And then we have thanksgiving in our hearts as our portion. Grant that to each one here. Lord, bring back this message, Lord God, in the midst of struggles. Lord, when the trying of their faith, Lord God, works out patience, Lord, work it through in us and through us. Lord, thank you for you redeemed us from every curse. You've delivered us from the power of darkness. Hallelujah. So, Father, we walk in that tonight. Lord, with great love, Lord God, pour it out. Lavish each one. Lord, I'm reminded of Pat Vess, oh God. We curse that MS in her body. Lord, let it be a testimony, her walking and pushing in that walker. Strengthen her legs, Lord God. Strengthen her in the inner man. We curse that ailment now. We speak healing. Send your word and heal. Deliver now. Deliver now. Now, if you would, lift your hands towards heaven. Father, for each one in this room to walk in the fullness of what you have. Teach us, Lord God, your word. Help us, Lord God, to practically walk this out. Lord, line upon line, precept on precept. Father, knowledge of your will, Lord, walking in that patience, God. Truly, Lord Jesus, working it out with endurance. And God, we will be joyful and thankful for all that you've done. Bless the rest of this evening in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thanks for your time tonight. Make sure you greet someone before you go. God bless you. Have a great evening.